I don't like you because you're dangerous.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents, everyone. We are your hosts, Luke and Brian. We're here in studio, day three in a row, Brian. Broadcasting here from the Solidarity Realty Studios on this glorious Wednesday afternoon. Just going through some of the headlines, you know, that are making our blood boil and getting us all worked up. And we're on the highway to the danger zone.
I'm just picturing volleyball and jeans.
I had a feeling that's
and
where
not and not like hot volleyball and jeans in a good way, like hot, like for me, moving at all more than just walking in jeans means sticking.
Yeah.
And usually the dynamic is like the knee gets sweaty and the knee gets a little stuck, and then that tears the groin area. Every pair of jeans I've ever worn ever goes out in the groinal area.
Yeah.
There's a little fact for you guys, just so you know.
Some insightful information for our listeners here on Dueling Tangents.
You know, I want you to feel like you're part of us, guys. I want you to feel like you're part of us.
In the room with us right here, right now.
Sometimes it you know, it's theater of the mind.
That's
the important thing. We try and keep light here because I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations. We're the winners.
We are the winners.
But that's not it. That's not the only high drama. What other high drama is going on right now, dueling with the... The thing that made Mark Thompson get mad.
Yeah, so Mark Thompson got mad during the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which was being broadcast virtually, so reporters and citizens can go and listen to it and tune in. If they're still meeting right now, you can go and listen to the rest of that meeting, but that's kind of what's going on virtually for the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But there's also an in-person hearing at the state capitol for the Assembly Elections Committee.
Just to paint a picture real quick, Mark Thompson, if he were going to like say something bad, he would say, "I'm very disappointed in you."
Yeah.
Like, that's his normal.
Yeah.
"I'm upset."
Yeah.
But for him to say, "That's stupid."
That's stupid, and I'm not going to comment.
That's the most unprofessional I've ever seen him be.
Right. Well, we also got Gableman, I guess, getting in shouting matches, apparently, back and forth with some of the Democratic members on the Assembly Elections Committee.
Did you not like the tone of Mark Spreitzer again?
I don't know if it was the tone or what, but there was kind of a whole lot of back
my tone?
And forth.
What tone? Yes. I don't have a tone.
But it seemed like he asked for something to be stricken from the record, and somebody had to note, somebody let Gableman know, like, "Sir, this isn't a court of law right now."
I'm sorry, despite being a justice,
objection!
I have no idea how the
sustained
law works.
Overruled.
Did he just say that in his...
I don't know.
I don't know what kind of family he has, but it, like, he's got a wife, and she's like, "Hey, will you go and put these dishes in the sink?"
Objection.
Overruled.
I don't know, but like, apparently,
does he have a bailiff in his own house?
Apparently, he asked for one of the comments from Spreitzer. I'm trying to find it here real quick. So much of this stuff's coming out so fast, so it's a lot of back and forth. But
seriously, the guy's investing in getting the election, and he says, "I don't have a working understanding of how elections are done, and the people I'm asking are conspiracy theory people."
Right, and he didn't like the line of questioning that Representative Mark Spreitzer had, and so he asked for it to be
don't
struck
like the tone.
The record. And chair of this committee, Representative Branchin, said that Spreitzer was disparaging Gableman with his comments, and apparently that was what noted Gableman to ask for the things to be struck from the record.
I'm going
to
give you a 5-yard penalty for mispronouncing a word, and you lose 5 yards.
Okay, I lost 5 yards. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, where the yards don't matter and none of the points matter either, because they're all made up, but you can give us a call at 844-967-2789.
Speaking of points that matter, if you have a guess as to how much the Wisconsin taxpayers are paying per month for Gableman's staff, which was revealed in this, give us a call, 844-967-2789.
Yes, and I found what I wanted to reference.
So
Molly Beck over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is tweeting these ones out for us. So Scott Bauer over at the APU is watching the Wisconsin Elections Committee. our commission's hearing today for us, so we don't have to. And Molly Beck is tuned into this committee hearing so that we don't have to watch the
whole
thing.
There's just so much.
Right. There's so much going on here in the state of Wisconsin. But former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, this is Molly Beck on Twitter, and Democratic Representative Mark Spreitzer shout shame on you at each other in an Assembly Elections Committee hearing receiving testimony from Gableman on his review of the 2020 election, which began this summer. Spreitzer asked Gableman whether he should have hired someone who sued to overturn the election if he wants the review to be legitimate, says he doesn't believe Gableman wants truth. Gableman asked Spreitzer's comments to be, quote, stricken from the record, end quote, but this is not a courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
Comment was made after Chairwoman Janelle Branchin said Spreitzer's comments were disparaging Gableman.
Yes.
Yes. So... apparently, they think that they're in some form of court of law, or it's all a spectacle, and he's asking for things to be struck from the record. But Molly Beck still got it on the record and tweeted it out there for us.
Is it? I'm just throwing it out there, folks, and I could be wrong here. Is it possible that a guy who openly admits that he doesn't necessarily know how elections are being run or are being used or run at all, freely open admits it? Is it possible that that guy maybe doesn't know how legislative hearings are run and or, you know, interviews are actually supposed to be, you know, conducted? Maybe he doesn't know how, let's say, I wouldn't even be surprised if he didn't know how, let's say, the Supreme Court was supposed to work or, you know, how any or even how to get into his own car or drive around. I don't know that this person should really even be trusted to walk around and breathe.
It does beg the question of what else doesn't he know?
I know, really, honestly. So, like, what would you say you do here, Michael Gableman, and what have you done here?
And I think it's important to note, former Governor Walker, who also, like, didn't do anything that the Wisconsin Elections Commission recommended,
said, why didn't you do the thing?
He was also the one that, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, he put Gableman on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
Gableman is a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice because he was appointed by former Governor Scott Walker.
It's almost like it was all concocted in some sort of weird, you know, right-wing conspiracy or something like that, or some sort of crackpot type of cesspool that
they're not sending their best people
out of. I don't know.
They're not sending their best people, Brian.
Their homework is being shown here, and some of them don't even know that they had homework.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Do the homework. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.